Hello, friends. Welcome to this month's episode of the Be Incandescent Health and Wellness Show. I'm Hope Katz Gibbs, producer and host of the show and publisher of its sister publication, Be Incandescent Health and Wellness Magazine. It's an honor to introduce you today to Ashley Febbe, Executive Director of Infant Massage USA. Along with other members of her organization, she is featured on the cover of Be Incandescent magazine, the spring 2024 issue. And on this episode, we'll explore how she helps thousands of new parents and grandparents understand the art, science, and power of infant massage. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
So glad to have you. It's been a long time planning this, and so finally today we are here. And before we launch into our Q&A, I want to tell the audience about you. Ashley is passionate about generational change in often overlooked communities. She is proud to have started the SEED Scholarship, which makes infant massage education training more accessible, focusing on immigrant and low-income communities. She has a bachelor's in marketing from Oklahoma State University and a master's in leadership and management from Oklahoma City University. And for more than a decade, she has worked with nonprofits, including the Muscular Dystrophy Association and the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Amazing stuff, Ashley, really. And I want to tell the audience how I got to you. So my friend Christine Perez has been a neonatal nurse for decades, and recently she did her doctorate on how infant massage impacts NICU babies, especially those babies born addicted. All of our audience members can meet her in the spring 2024 issue of BeIncandescent.com. Her passion led me to sign up to be an infant massage educator, a program that I'll finish up this month, hopefully, and that I can add to my repertoire as a licensed massage therapist so I can teach more families about the art and science of infant massage. It's such profound work, and you're going to learn all about it today. So Ashley, let's get started. Tell us about this ancient practice that is alive and well. Let me just start off by saying Vimala McClure, she's the author of Infant Massage, A Handbook for Loving Parents. She was the mother of this. So talk about the organization that you are now the executive director of.
Yeah, I would love to. So like you said, Vimala McClure is the founder of AIAM, which was founded in 1981. And then Infant Massage USA, founded in 2005. And our mission is through our training, education, and research, we promote nurturing touch and communications so parents and caregivers and children are loved, valued, and respected. So I came on in the role in 2020. And during that time, I've been able to see so much happening and so much growth in the organization. But my favorite part is still when I'm invited into the training and to see the parents and or caregivers connecting with their baby, right? And like just that intimacy that's there and the attunement and attachment that's happening, and just to see like the baby and the parent all in their own world, right? Of just love, and it's beautiful. So we have around 50 trainings a year, which we train 700 students in the education of infant massage, and we do them all around the country. So it's been exciting to see the growth happening and to be a part of it.
Talk a little bit about the training. So I was so interested to learn that as infant massage educators, it's just that. We don't touch babies. We teach parents and grandparents, whoever the primary caregiver is, to massage their baby. And we use a doll to demonstrate. Ta-da! There's a doll. What is your doll's name?
Emma.
Emma. My doll is Christopher. It's profound. So talk a little bit more about the program, how it works, and what these 700 plus teachers a year learn.
Yeah. So our program is 4 days of training, and it's a lot more than just about the strokes, right? And so many people are like, oh, so you just do, massage strokes. And no, we do so much more. It's about the cues of the baby and learning from the baby and picking up, what does this mean when your baby does this? And when your baby makes this sound, how can I help, and being able to then take that information that you've learned about parent education to the parent. And one of the primary reasons why the educators don't train on the baby is because of that bonding and intimacy, right? The bonding that is happening between the baby and the parent. So yeah, we don't ever touch the babies or massage the babies. And that's an important thing to note, because everyone that comes up to me is always like, "Oh, so you do infant massage?" And I'm like, "No, I don't." We teach the parents how to pick up, cues and also do the strokes as well.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to go through the program because you learn the six cycles of the babies from sleep to crying and how what the exact time is when you want to do the massage on the baby. Listening to the baby say, you always ask permission. Is this okay with the baby? Because it's respect, respecting the child and bonding with the child, listening to what it's trying to communicate to you, and also the power and the importance of them crying. I mean, they're talking to you in this important way, this communication.
And like everyone always says, "Oh, babies don't come with instruction manuals." They actually do, right? Like it's in them and they're communicating it to you. And we also we go from Vemila McClure's book. She has a 15-point curriculum that she created, and that is mainly what, takes up a lot of the education, is it's going through those curriculum points. And it's really in depth. And I took the training about 4 years ago, and I was skeptical, I'm going to be honest. I was like, how are they going to teach me this and then turn around and me be able to teach that to parents, right? I was like, I don't know how they're going to do this in just 4 days. And lo and behold, I get in there and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, they like do it in a way that is very interactive, right? So it's not like you're in class and you're just like taking notes and you're very serious, right? Like they like engage you, they make you think about the research articles to like back the science of what they're saying. And then they bring in parents, right? The last day they bring in parents, and you all take a little, all the students take a little segment, and you are the teachers, right? You are the ones providing that education to those parents. So I was amazed that they were able to turn me around in 4 days to be able to do this. And I'm just so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to take that training.
Yeah, me too. It's really profound and it's beautiful to talk to see those moms and dads touch their infants and how they really are connected to them, the parents that come to these classes. I think this is a whole new generation of parents and a whole new generation of kids that are going to inherit quite a bit of challenge in the coming decades. So touching them so early is really critical, and that's part of the science and the research. Talk a little bit about that.
So we have a database that has over 2,000 articles on all the research that goes into infant massage. So it reduces child abuse, it reduces postpartum depression in the mother, like helps the parent, primarily like the father, become more involved in that child's life. I mean, I could tell you all day about all the research, but it's just exciting to see that we are having, the research to back what we know.
No, it is. And on your website, infantmassageusa.org, there is a ton of resources and all that research is up there. And I pulled half a dozen articles by some of your teachers who talk about that, including my teacher, Jody Wright, who adopted a whole bunch. I mean, I think she has five kids, four of them she adopted. So she has, and she nursed them, which I didn't even know that was possible. I mean, I learned so much from Jody. She's amazing.
Yeah.
She launched a breastfeeding line of clothing.
Clothing.
Just a remarkable, a truly amazing woman. Honor to know her and meet her.
And also with the research and education part of it, we do have a conference where we have 20 speakers come in and talk about the science of nurturing touch. We have Ashley Randolph, we have Dr. Geir Kirschenbaum, and then we have Sue Carter. And those are our keynotes. And then we have 16 other speakers coming in and talking about the science of nurturing touch, whether that be reducing child abuse, whether that be the oxytocin factor. There's so many key elements where they're coming in and just enlightening how infant massage education crosses over.
Yes, and that's June 7th to 9th, and that's all
Yes.
online. Is that right?
Yes, it's all online.
Great.
And you can go to Infant Massage USA to find out more.
InfantMassageUSA.org. That's the correct URL. Yes. All right. So people will go there because this work is so remarkable. And Vimala's book is like a bestseller for decades. And she really
Yes.
was the groundbreaker. And her story, her backstory is amazing. She was in India and she saw women when she was in her early 20s and she saw women doing this work. And she brought it back. She started to have her own kids. So tell us about the founder of this organization.
Yes, thank you. So Vemila McClure, In the 1970s, she visited India, and there she was introduced to infant massage while working in the orphanages. She quickly learned that infant massage was more than just a routine, and if you incorporated it daily and it was practiced by older children and caretakers, sometimes there would not be enough food for all, but there was always nurturing touch that seemed to nourish everyone's body and soul. So then she came back to the US and she describes the moment when she met her baby after having a cesarean birth as, "It was the best day of my life. I am laying on the table and my baby is right there over me. I'm looking over. He looks at me. We lock eyes. It is so intense. There are no words. It was the deepest meditation. It was just everything." And after she had her baby started crying and it was a lot. And she was able to put what she saw in the orphanages into practice and use the techniques. And this is where infant massage, AIM kind of birthed, right? Because of her having her baby and then remembering what she learned and putting that into practice. I just have to say, I'm like, where would we be without her, right? Like, she has just been such a pillar. You know, this connection and attachment and attunement that happens between the caregiver and the parent. So we're just so thankful that she created IAM.
Yes, and we all are. And it's a collection of women, actually. She launched it, but then a whole bunch of women came together to form this organization and to spread the word. And it's been growing since the 80s. And now here we are in 2024, and you have thousands of infant massage educators, actually, and it's an international organization. So talk a little bit about that and how the US chapter fits in.
So there's over 70 chapters, and we have an international rep who meets with the AIM, and we all kind of, you know, I meet sometimes at the UK chapter or with another chapter, and we just kind of gather ideas from each other and, you know, share that with our members. They have a GA every 2 years where they all come, a general assembly where they all come together and they have researchers come in. They have special topics that they're working through. It is a much larger organization than just, you know, the US. And we're so happy to have them be our parent. But with the US chapter, we have a lot of unique opportunities, just being a larger country.
So talk a little bit about the US chapter. What are your goals for the future?
So we're currently in the middle of putting together our 5-year strategic plan, and it is just exciting to see how far we've come since 2005 and where we're going. A lot of it revolves around our seed program and around our conference. We have about 20 people per quarter who would like to have the scholarships, right? And we would love to give away all of the scholarships for our trainings. Like, that would just be my ultimate dream, because these people are going into the communities that are often overlooked, right? And so there, I believe it's like a ripple effect. Like, once you see change in that one area from that one trainer who was able to have that seed scholarship, it's just a ripple effect of generational change of that one person, right? Like, going into that community and just teaching them how to do infant massage, you know, parent education. So that is one of them. And then with the conference, just continuing to grow the conference. We started 3 years ago and it was a little like, what are we doing? But it was just such an amazing experience and our members really valued it. We've really added a lot of extras for our members, such as the podcast and our webinars that we have and our member mixers. So to really help our members stay in beat with what's going on and also get our name out there. Like so many people don't know what infant massage is, right? Or they just have like this simple idea of what it is when really it's something, it is simple, but it is so profound at the same time. So yeah, that's a little bit about what our goals are.
I love it. It's really amazing. Well, if you type in infant massage, you come up first on Google. So,
Oh.
whatever. So that's good news. And trying to help parents understand the profound connection that they are making with their babies. It, for many parents, it's innate. But as you're saying, in these other kinds of communities where maybe it's not as there isn't family or there isn't others to help this ancient practice, right? So what Vimala put into this is a mix of Indian massage and Swedish massage.
Swedish.
Because in one direction you go toward the heart in Swedish, and in Indian massage you go away to pull the energy out. And it's this combination. So as a massage therapist and also a yoga teacher, I have this tremendous respect, as all of the trainers do, I know, for the program that she's created. And as you said, it is really simple and profound, and it doesn't take forever to understand how these strokes are. But what's amazing is it's a 5-week program. So once a week, we work with the families as instructors, and we slowly get the baby incorporated into being touched in this way. So we start with the legs and feet, because that's really all they can handle in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. They're super new and like just learning, I'm in a body now, what's going on here? And so we're helping the parents make connection like that. Then the baby usually falls asleep. And then the second week, we move on to their digestive system. And it's this process that by the end of it, the parents feel more comfortable. The educator obviously has bonded with the group, and the group is bonded together because they're talking about what it's like to be a parent with a newborn,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So either you're a first-time parent or grandparent, or maybe it's even not your first baby, but it's this understanding how the baby works. And then the research shows the impact of this just being so remarkably profound. So I'm so in love with this program, and I'm so excited to be part of Infant Massage USA and the global organization. I would love to work in Europe. So let's see how I can play with you guys a little bit more. So as we finish up, tell us a little bit more about how people can become an infant massage educator, and also how parents can get involved with the organization.
Yeah. So you can go to infantmassageusa.org, and on there we have our trainings up, and we typically have them for 6 months out, right? So you can look on if they're in your area. We also have a virtual option as well. And then for parents, we have where you can click on parents. It'll have articles for you to read. We are just launching our parent newsletter where you can subscribe to that, where we have activities that you can do with your baby that are simple. We have the trainers come in and answer questions. So yeah, that is an option. We also have our conference coming up where you can read about that and how people can get involved. That's to open to the public and to our members. So both.
That's fabulous. Well, I encourage everyone to check out infantmassageusa.org. Definitely go to this conference, June 7th to 5th. It's a free conference, correct?
There is a charge. We do have an early bird discount that's happening for the next month.
And how much is that?
For members, it is currently $85.
So everyone should go to this conference. It is only $85, and you will learn so, so very much. InfantMassageUSA.org has all the information. And I encourage all of our listeners and viewers to check this out and become an Infant Massage USA fan. Pass it on. Thank you, Ashley, for your beautiful time today. You are in New Hampshire. You just got hit by a ton of snow. So stay warm and safe.
In spring. Yes.
In spring, right. It's April 5th as we're recording this. So thank you to our viewers and listeners. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, host of the Incandescent Health and Wellness Show, and publisher of beingcandescent.com, our health and wellness business magazine. So we will talk to you soon. Have a beautiful day, and massage your babies.